O God, may we know the joy of the birth of your Son in our hearts and in our lives this Christmas. This we pray in his name. Amen. So there's a collection of funny videos about life in the South called It's a Southern Thing. Maybe you've seen some of these before. They're produced right here in Birmingham. They have titles like Choosing Your Grandma Name is Serious Business, Seven Types of College Football Fans, Things Southerners Say During Bad Weather, Types of People at the Beach, Ranking Fast Food Sweet Tea, and Should Cornbread Have Sugar? They have holiday videos as well, things like Things Southerners Say During Christmas. And one I came across a few weeks ago called Is Regifting a Crime? Well, in the video, there's an office Christmas pool, and everybody's drawn a name, and a lady has drawn a name of one of her guy co-workers, a guy in the marketing department, and she gives him a regift, giving him a foot spa that she was given the year before. And she's put on trial. There's a judge and a defense attorney and a prosecutor. And she's accused of regifting, the unlawful redistribution of a previously received gift. The defense attorney says on her behalf, "Since when has recycling become a crime? It's not her fault she received a gift she didn't want or need. She wanted someone to have and use that foot spa, even if it was the guy in the marketing department." And the prosecutor says, "Well, it was only a $20 price limit. You could have gone to the store, picked something out, and put some thought in it. That's only proper Southern manners." Well, the judge is about to rule that what she did was permissible and within the realm of gift giving until it's revealed she received her foot spa from Granny. Regifting something from Granny is a line even her defense attorney isn't willing to cross. And she is found guilty because you can never regift something from Grandma. And then Granny gives a Christmas gift to the judge, something random from the Delta Sky Mall catalog, and everyone understands why the lady regifted in the first place. But this Christmas, we'll receive a number of gifts. And whether it's a family member or the neighbor across the street or a Christmas office pool from Secret Santa, some gifts will have thought behind them. Some gifts we will want and be thrilled to receive, while others not so much. We won't necessarily want them or need them. They might be returned or passed on to someone else as a regift. Do you know why we give gifts at Christmas? Do you know how that tradition started in the first place? Well, shortly after Jesus was born, a small group of men traveled hundreds of miles to pay him homage and to give him their gifts. When they finally discovered him, the Bible says they bowed down and they worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Over the centuries, the example of these wise men, as we've come to call them, contributed to our modern day custom of giving gifts at Christmas. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of Jesus over 2,000 years ago. We celebrate his gift because he was God's gift to us. For through him, God demonstrated God's great love for us. Giving gifts is one of the ways we express love, that we express how we feel and how we express how someone means to us. In his book, The Five Love Languages, Gary Chapman says we all express our love and our affection in different ways. And he says that we all each speak a different love language, such as quality time or words of affirmation, acts of service, physical touch, or giving gifts. And he says we all have a love tank where we're either making deposits or we're making withdrawals all the time. So what love language do you speak? And perhaps more importantly, what language does your significant other speak? You see, everything's great in a relationship so long as we speak the same language as our significant other and love them the way that they want to be loved. But problems arise when we speak a different love language and communicate our love in a different way than our significant other wants or how they need to receive it. Some husbands or wives may crave focused, uninterrupted attention, quality time. Another needs regular praise and words of affirmation. They need to hear how much they're loved. Another, thoughtful gifts might be highly important. Or to another, sees fixing a leaky faucet or ironing a shirt or cooking a meal as expressing their love. Some partners find physical touch like holding hands or back rubs makes them feel valued and cared for. When the author talks about giving gifts, he explains that if this is our language, it's not the size, it's not the extravagance, it's not the expense of the gift that's so important. It's the thought. It's the intentionality behind the gift. And one of the ways we express our love this time of year is through giving. And if gifts are your love language, then, well, you love Christmas. And you're really good at picking out gifts for the people that you care about. While the rest of us, we can struggle this time of year with what to give or what someone wants. We might ask for help. We might wait until the last minute. And if this isn't our language, we might just find it easier to give a re-gift. But the person who speaks the language of giving gifts, you've been buying your Christmas gifts all year. And I know because this is my wife's language and she's been buying Christmas gifts for months. See, you guys are thoughtful. You know what people that you care about, what they want, and you know what they will enjoy. The good news is God has given the best gift that we will ever receive. The gift of God's Son shows us how God feels about us. And see, there is thought, there is intentionality behind this gift. See, rather than being a distant observer, God became one of us. In a humble way, in fact, the normal human way, God was born into this world and lived a human life. Jesus took on our weaknesses. He took on our struggles. Jesus showed us how to follow God. We call this the incarnation. See, we need to be shown what God is like. We need to be told who God is. And we need to be shown how much God loves us. And so God came to us in Jesus. And He loved us. He served us. He stretched out His arms on the cross. And He died for us. Last week in our Wednesday night Advent series, we were reminded that in one of our Eucharistic prayers, the celebrant offers a prayer of joy in response to the wonder of the incarnation. Jesus' humble way of love overcomes sin, evil, and death. The celebrant prays, "Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. When we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all." He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. See, that's the incarnation. That's God's gift of love. That's his sacrifice. That's his gift of salvation, all rolled into one gift of Jesus. First given 2,000 years ago, God continues to give the gift of his Son. God continues to give the gift of salvation to us, the gift of redemption, and the gift of God's unconditional love. And you know, we sing about this ongoing gift this time of year. Notice the language in the Christmas songs and the Christmas hymns that we sing. The language is in the present tense. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Go, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring Him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. See, the gift is here and the gift is now. Not just way back in the past, but here, this very night, God's gift is given. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. Christmas is about giving. And it all started with God's gift to us. How God gave the gift on this night of His Son. And then the wise men who traveled hundreds of miles and gave their gifts to Jesus. And you and I, we're following God's example and the example of the wise men doing what they did when we give gifts at Christmas. You know, maybe a re-gift isn't so bad after all, at least when it comes to God's love. Because we receive the gift of Jesus over and over in our lives. He comes to us year after year throughout the ups and the downs, and every season of life. Gifts are one of the love languages. Gifts express how we feel, and the gift of Jesus shows how God feels about us. The gift of Jesus shows how valuable that you are in God's sight. This Christmas, let's open our hearts to receive God's gift. Let's open our lives to receive the gift of God's Son. Amen.